is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Some FBI agents are suing the Justice Department, hoping to stop the firings of those who were involved in the investigations into President Trump. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more.
Agents were ordered to fill out a questionnaire detailing the work they conducted into the January 6th attack, including whether they made any arrests or executed any searches. It's raising fears there could be a major purge, gutting the agency of the experienced investigators who handle child exploitation cases, gun crimes, counterterrorism.
Prosecutors who worked on the Trump cases have already been fired. The Senate Finance Committee voted along party lines to advance Robert F. Kennedy's nomination for health secretary to the full Senate. Here's North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis.
I hope he goes wild on food safety discussions so that we can actually improve our food safety supply. I hope he goes wild on the health care supply chains.
Georgia Democrat Raphael Warnock.
The last thing we need is a dilettante dabbling in conspiracy theories at HHS.
President Trump is moving ahead with 10% tariffs on Chinese goods. CBS's Natalie Brand tells us China is fighting back.
China responding overnight with countermeasures, tariffs on U.S. crude oil, natural gas.
China also announced it'll launch an antitrust investigation into Google. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was asked today if the Trump administration is considering El Salvador's offer to accept deported American criminals. More from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
In Costa Rica, Rubio again called the offer unprecedented, but acknowledged there are legal obstacles.
There are obviously legalities involved. We have a constitution. We have all sorts of things, but it's a very generous offer. No one's ever made an offer like that to outsource at a fraction of the cost, at least some of the most dangerous and violent criminals that we have in the United States.
The State Department has in the past described El Salvador's prisons as harsh and dangerous.
Police in Sweden say about 10 people were killed in a shooting at a school for adults. This man was on campus when the shots rang out.
What I've witnessed was I heard two loud bangs and I came outside. The police were already here and told me to lay down on the ground. I saw blood, lots of blood.
The shooter is among the dead. A lot of kids are not paying attention at school. CBS's Michael George explains.
A study in JAMA looked at smartphone use among teens ages 13 to 18 and found while overall they're spending an average of 6 hours a day on their phones, a quarter of that use happens at school. This comes as some states look to ban phone use in schools altogether.
Stocks are higher. Dow's up 51. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Kenosha High School was swatted today. Bradford High School went on lockdown this morning after false reports of a shooting involving an AR-15. Police say they confirmed there was no threat and that they're investigating where the call came from. People in the area will have a chance tomorrow to weigh in on the We Energy's proposal for a natural gas power plant in Kenosha County. The Public Service Commission will host two sessions, one at 2, one at 6, at the Union Grove Village Hall. The proposal is for a 128-megawatt facility. The strange story about what happened at a Racine school yesterday is up at RacineCountyEye.com. The name of the man arrested is now known, plus more about his arrest. Early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election is underway. Voters can check myvote.wi.gov to see their ballot and to find voting locations. Racine is again observing Transit Equity Day by reserving a seat on each ride Racine bus. It's in honor of Rosa Parks, highlighting her role in the civil rights movement. Mayor Corey Mason has issued a proclamation to mark the day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College college hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and chilly today. High temperatures tapping 20 degrees and feisty winds knocking us back to really feeling about 10 to 15 degrees cooler. Those will ease tonight and we get warmer tomorrow, bringing a chance of snow in the afternoon and a wintry mix overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 21.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Robin is here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
I love how you love to talk about dirty things in your home.
Oh, yes.
Because you always
have many to tell.
You get grossed out about it. But I've got the top
10
list of dirty, grimy things in your home. You ready for this?
Oh, do tell.
Number 10, pet food bowls. They probably don't get cleaned often enough, right?
No, they don't. And they have that, you know, slobber marks in there and everything like that. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a gross one.
Number 9, carpeting.
Ooh. You know how many mites and germs live in carpeting that's been down for too long?
All right. When I get home tonight, I'm going to go vacuum.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's why we changed to hardwood floors, because the carpeting was just so gross.
I think
so
that's
gross.
The trend nowadays, isn't it? Yeah.
To get rid of it carpeting, was the trend. Yeah, because it had been around for a long time.
Number 8, TV remotes and game controllers.
I always forget about those. It's a matter of using just a wipe, you know, to get them clean. But it's like your cell phone. How many times do you clean your phone? And then when you do, you look at the grime on that. It's like, oh, boy, I'm holding that.
Number 7, faucet handles.
Yeah, I tend to clean those.
Number 6, toothbrush holders.
Okay, that is gross. I want that new toothbrush that sanitizes your toothbrush and dries it all in one.
Is there such a thing?
There is, and I've seen it. It goes in this one kind of a cone-shaped unit that after you're done, you just stick it in there and it cleans it and sanitizes it. But yes, that's a gross thing. Toothbrush holders.
I think I'm just going to go one and done on toothbrushes from now on.
To try. Take one and throw it away.
Exactly. Number 5, spice and condiment jars.
Jars, like, okay, what they came in if you look at the expiration dates, if they have them on some of the spices that I have in my cabinet,
probably a decade ago,
my cookie. Yeah. And so I did end up throwing a lot of those away one weekend when I needed to use a lot of spices.
Number 4, appliance handles, like the oven door or the refrigerator door handle.
Yeah.
Dirty?
Probably. Yeah. Those get used a lot.
Number 3, cutting boards.
Another hard one to clean if it's wood or if it's plastic. Yeah.
Number 2, kitchen sinks.
Yeah,
and
I do that.
Number 1, dish sponges or dishcloths.
Those are gross.
Yes.
I mean, what do you do, though? I mean, you have a sponge, like a scrubby, or you have a handled one, or... they're all going to get gross at some point, but I do throw those in the dishwasher.
Okay. Yeah. We've got a reusable one that it's, I don't know what it's made of, some kind of rubber like material. And, and it's, we've had it for years. You just throw it in the dishwasher.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my, that's
throw
good.
It in the dishwasher. It's great.
I like that idea.
All right. There's my friend Robin. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Love you've been denying. Sooner or later, love. Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Rhonda, you look so fine, and I love wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart. Oh, help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda. 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 Help me, Rhonda, yeah, get her out of my heart. She was gonna be my wife and I was gonna be her man. Come on, Rhonda. But she let another guy come between us and share my plan. Come on, Rhonda. Oh, Rhonda, you caught my eye. And I can give you lots of reasons why. You gotta help me, Rhonda. Help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Rhonda. Help, help me, Rhonda. 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 Help me, Rhonda. Yeah, get her out of my heart.
You do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure.
the good love. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
On a feeling, WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let me put something on your radar, can I? Downtown Racine and WRJN invite you to the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. When? Saturday, February 22nd. You can sample chili from 10 different locations. You can see fun ice sculpting. You can have the kids playing along with a scavenger hunt. It all runs from noon until 4 that Saturday. Again, the date is February 22nd. It's going to be in downtown Racine. You want more info? You can click on the Racine Downtown link at our website at WRJN.com.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Para bailar la banda se necesita una poca de pasión.
Richie Valens and La Bamba on WRJN. We mentioned this yesterday. Yesterday was the anniversary of the day the music died. February 3rd, 1959 was the day that Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, and the Big Bopper died in that plane crash in Iowa. Richie Valens was just 17 at the time. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and local news has never been covered more completely, as WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to field Racine County's largest local news team. Now, in addition to our 98 years of experience covering local news, the Racine County Eye adds their journalistic experience to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then read the details online at racinecountyeye.com. A new era in local news coverage, the Racine County Eye and WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart Shea Waddles. The strange story about what happened at a Racine school yesterday is up at racinecountyeye.com. The name of the man arrested is now known, plus more about his arrest. That's some of the latest through the eye. A Kenosha high school was swatted today. Bradford High School went on lockdown this morning after false reports of a shooting involving an AR-15. Police say they confirmed there was no threat and that they're investigating where the call came from. Charges recommended for 41-year-old Justin Tursek are first-degree intentional homicide and animal mistreatment causing death. It follows what Kenosha police originally called a suspicious death yesterday. There was an hours-long search for Tursek, who was considered armed and dangerous. He's now in custody at the Kenosha County Jail. Police yesterday found someone dead inside of a home near 85th Street and 18th Avenue, with a dog also killed. Formal charges are pending. The old ball game will feel like something new this year at AmFam. The Milwaukee Brewers will have some changes at American Family Field for the upcoming season, including a facial recognition entry system. It's called the MLB Go-Ahead Entry, called an optional facial authentication system. You don't have to use it. The team is also debuting the Alley Food Truck Park on the left field loge level. The giveaways have been announced for the year. You can see the dates and what's available at WRJN.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy and chilly today. High temperatures tapping 20 degrees and feisty winds knocking us back to really feeling about 10 to 15 degrees cooler. Those will ease tonight and we get warmer tomorrow, bringing a chance of snow in the afternoon and a wintry mix overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 21.
WRJN. Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night. This is the night.
Go to the celebrity ball.
Satin and lace is a little pity. Didn't find time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night.
Go to the celebrity ball. Dress up tonight. Why be lonely?
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters, and he wraps up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett?
Well, at number five in his second week of release was Flight Risk, starring Mark Wahlberg, Michelle Dockery, and Topher Grace, bringing in $5.6 million. At number four was the Sony release comedy that's getting great reviews from critics and audiences, One of Them Days. It took in $5 million. Number three was Disney's Mufasa the Lion King in its seventh week of release, bringing in $6.1 million. And number one and number two were the two new releases that went wide this past weekend. Companion from Warner Brothers came in second with $9.5 million. And while it was no surprise that it was number one, it certainly exceeded expectations at the box office. Universal's Dog Man, based on the very popular graphic book series for kids, took in $36 million to win the box office crown. Dog Man will battle two new releases this upcoming weekend, Love Hurts, an action comedy, and a horror movie called Hard Eyes about a killer who wreaks havoc on Valentine's Day. Go check out a movie this weekend.
Hi, Brett. It's Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
I don't know.
Yeah.
woman, got to treat her like, soon take advantage of you. Got to treat her like, let me tell you, treat her like, my friend, got to treat her like, just ain't your lucky dude. Got to treat her like, you oughta treat her like a lady. Got to treat her like, treat her like, the best you can do. Got to treat her like, you gotta treat her like a lady. She'll give in to you, Lord, who can see? You know what I mean. Got to love her, tease her, but most of all you got to please her. You got to hold her, and warn her, and make her feel you'll always need her. You know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. My friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. 'Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady, so passionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving to me, Lord, you can see. I mean, oh, you gotta feel like a lady. Got to feel like
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. And we are your home for local news, Timeless Hits, and UW Badger men's basketball. The next game is coming up tonight. Pre-game at 7, tip-off at 8. It's the Badgers taking on Indiana. Matt LePay has the call of the game. We have the games right through the tournament. You can see the entire WRJN sports lineup for the week on demand at WRJN.com.
Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love.
Beatles on WRJN. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and the Don Rosen Morning Show. You can listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9. Tomorrow morning, Don's going to chat with Racine County Board of Supervisor and City of Racine Alder Melissa Caprillion. We'll, of course, discuss some local issues. That's tomorrow morning between 6 and 9 on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
If you do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on your body. If you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. To show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign. Ooh, sign.
Smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel. And when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow. What it's there for. Hallelujah. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Hallelujah. Reach it out to the man up there, cause that's what he's there for. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day.